Hey, what's good, y'all? Happy motherfucking New Year. Y'all know what the fuck going on. Shit has been changing a lot in my life lately. Like it's been a change for real. There was a lot of things that I had to implement in my life last year in order for me to reach certain heights, in order for me to be able to like achieve certain things. So it's been like, it's been a struggle, but I'm at a point in my life now where it's like I'm at peace and I'm finally where I need to be. And that's a good thing. I'm romanticizing my life. I'm loving myself a whole lot more. I'm putting myself and my needs and my wants first. I'm way more selfish than I used to be. And I'm way more selective with who I spend my time with, where I spend my time with, and how I spend my energy. Because, it took me a lot to heal and overcome my past. It took a lot, because, in my younger self or in my past life, I was very scattered, very chaotic, very drama filled, very crazy, very hectic, very negative. There was a lot of aspects of my life where, I had to truly overcome a lot of shit. And so at my big ass age of 32, I had to leave people where they're at. I had to separate from a lot of people. I had to divorce a lot of people. I had to literally chuck up my deuces. And in the midst of doing all of that, I also had to get rid of things in my life that were no longer in alignment. So I had to get rid of a lot of habits. I had to throw away a lot of things. I had to clear out. I had to get rid of the fog and the smoke in order for my life to be where it's at now. I even had to like take accountability for my actions. I had to realize that I was a fucked up individual. I'm walking around with traumas and hurt because of what I allow people to do to me and what I allow for people to bring to the table as far as myself was concerned. And then I also had to literally like look in the mirror and really start dissecting myself. I had to really break myself down. I had to allow things to break me down. And then I just started, just picking up the pieces, separating what didn't belong, and then bringing in what actually belonged. So I'm romanticizing my life. I have standards. I have standards, I have morals, I have values, I have character. Who I am today is who I am today. And what will become of myself for tomorrow and the future is glamorous, gorgeous, beautiful, shape-shifting, star-studded, luxurious. I don't accept anything below that. And that just not only goes for myself, but that goes for the people that I deal with. That goes for the time and the things that I invest in. So I'm romanticizing my life. I'm like loving myself and not just loving myself, but I'm truly appreciating the person that I've become. I wake up before I go to work and I say positive affirmations. I truly start understanding where my energy is at that specific time. And if I feel like anything is going to throw off my energy, I don't involve myself with it. I will separate from it. I'm at a point in my life where I don't mind kicking motherfuckers to the curb. I don't mind cussing motherfuckers the fuck out. And I don't mind making people stand on business. Because one thing about me, I'm a stand on business every motherfucking time. So I'm loving myself. I'm romanticizing myself. I look so much more beautiful than I did last year and the years before. My skin is clear. I done gained weight, but I gained healthy weight. My ass is fat. Titties is fat. Shit sitting up. Pussy wet. Smile white. I'm looking great, feeling great, and being great, you know, and all of that too. But like, I'm loving on myself even. Like, I turn myself on and I turn myself the fuck out. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm romanticizing my life. I'm in love every motherfucking day, every motherfucking night. I breathe love. I exude love. I am surrounded by love. I'm single. And I'm happy. I'm single and I'm happy. At the same time, I'm also in a relationship. I'm actually taken. So I'm single and I'm in a relationship at the same time. People are like, oh, well, how does that happen? Mind your fucking business and figure it out, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, and another thing too, like, I take myself seriously, but I've also learned how not to take myself seriously as well. And, you know, I be romanticizing on myself. Like, I be looking in the mirror, I be like, damn, yo, like, I look good as fuck. Like, I be like, damn, like, let me see what that thing do real quick. You know what I'm saying? You know, another thing about romanticizing my life, one of the things that I've come to discover is I got that WAP energy. I got that WAP energy. You know what I'm saying? I got that WAP energy. I got that wet ass pussy energy. Yeah. Anything I want, I get. When it comes to a man, if I want his ass, I'm getting him. If I'm not getting him physically, I'm getting him mentally. If I'm not getting him mentally, I'm getting him emotionally. If I'm not getting him emotionally, I'm getting him spiritually. If I'm not getting him spiritually, I'm definitely getting him financially. Either way it goes, one of those motherfucking energies, I'm going to have his ass. And because I got that wet ass pussy energy, I'm one of those type of people that I dare motherfucker to ask me what the fuck am I bringing to the table. I dare. Double fucking dog dare a nigga to ask me what the fuck am I bringing to the table, nigga. I'm the motherfucking prize. First off, I'm rich as shit. Two, I know how to cook. Three, I know how to motherfucking clean. Fourth, I know how to motherfucking channel energies. I'm an alchemist. I'm the alchemist. Don't ask me what the fuck am I bringing to the table, because nigga, I'm bringing the table, the chair, the motherfucking rubies, the diamonds, the motherfucking building, everything. Don't ask me what the fuck am I bringing to the table. Nigga, what the fuck is you bringing to the table? Because I'm tired of the stale dick energy. I'm tired of the stale ass dick energy. I'm tired of the fucking stank dick energy. I'm tired of the little dick energy. I'm tired of that shit. I'm tired of that motherfucking shit. And as a bitch that got wet pussy energy, that got wet ass pussy energy, okay? I'm a grown ass motherfucking woman. I'm bringing grown woman energy to the table. I'm standing on motherfucking business. So don't ask me what the fuck am I bringing to the table, my nigga. You gonna shut the fuck up and take this fucking pussy, nigga. That's what the fuck you finna do. I don't want to hear shit else. The fuck? I'm bringing feminine energy to the table and I'm bringing masculine energy to the table. I'm bringing both to the motherfucking table, nigga. And just know that when you fucking with me, your life is going to advance. Know that. Not decrease, advance. Your life is going to upgrade when you fucking with me. So don't dare ask me what the fuck am I bringing to the table, you punk ass nigga. Get that dick hard, nigga, and shut the fuck up. Shit. You know, I didn't realize I was ahead of the game until 2024 came. I knew that 2024 was going to be the year of the eight, right? If you don't understand spiritually what eight mean, eight is every number that's out here represents something spiritually. You just got to know what the fuck it mean. But eight is actually my favorite number because 16 is my favorite number because I was born on the 16th. So, and then on top of that, I was born in the 6th month, but people don't understand that eight makes 16. And eight is a karmic number. It's a karma number. Not only eight is a karma number, but eight is also the number of work. It's the number of work. It's also the number of abundance. It's also the number of wealth. It's also the number of achievement. So eight is a very spiritual number. And then, of course, if you add the angel number 888, 888 means abundance, it means wealth, it means prosperity, it means growth, it means work. So when you see that number eight, just know you finna work. And I planted seeds back in 2020 that would shape where I'm at today and where I'm going in the future. So I knew I was ahead of the game when certain things in my life started to end. And I knew that I was going through, for like the last 3 years, I've been going through a transition. Even still, right now, as I'm speaking, I'm going through a transition. So it's like I'm ahead of the game because I already established things in my life that's going to have me set for the rest of my life. And with being ahead of the game, you have to know where it is you're going. And you also have to be cognizant and aware that sometimes there's going to be detours. You might have to take another way to get to where you're going. You have a goal, you have a set goal in place, you know that's where you gotta go. Sometimes it could be hard to be like, okay, well, how am I going to get there? How am I going to get there? And with being ahead of the game, you got to go with the flow. You can't force things. You can't force things. You can't force a circle in a square. It's not going to work. You can't force a square in a circle. It's not going to work. So sometimes you just truly have to go with the flow and see where things end up. Either way it goes, once you go with the flow and you actually put work in, and you actually sometimes, you know, you have to accept the detours. You have to. Sometimes this way might not be the right way to go. So you have to accept that there are going to be detours that you're going to have to take in order to get where you're going. But trust and believe that you're going to get to where you got to go. You're going to get to that destination. And that's what being ahead of the game is. Being ahead of the game is always looking forward to the best, looking forward to the great, looking forward to the happiness, but preparing for the worst. And the worst could be preparing for the disappointments, preparing for the things to end, preparing for the fact that you're going to have to go this way instead of that way, preparing to take some measures that you're going to have to protect yourself. You're going to have to fight through adversity. You're going to have to fight through the negative to get to the positive. So that's what being ahead of the game is. And even with being ahead of the game, you got to be authentic. You got to be you. I'm at a point in my life where I am who I am, and I'm not going to compromise who I am to try to comfort someone else. I'm funny. I'm kind. I have two sides to myself. Sometimes it could be three, sometimes it could be four. Most days I'm like a cat and have 9 lives. I'm very intelligent. I'm very smart, not just mentally, but emotionally, physically, spiritually. I'm very intelligent. I'm very spiritual. My spirituality comes first in everything that I do. Okay? I believe in Jehovah God, Jesus Christ, my ancestors, and the universe. When I pray, I always pray to those four entities. I'm a manifester. Anything I want, I work hard for it and I get it. Okay. I'm an alchemist. So I know how to channel energies, and I know how to make lemons into lemonade. I know how to take scraps and turn them into jewels. Okay. This is in my DNA. This is who I am. I stand on business. So I'm very strict with who I am and who I gear to. I need certain people to be in my life that are going to be in alignment with me. I don't tolerate no bullshit. I don't tolerate no mess. I don't give a fuck what type of energy you on. Whatever energy you on, I'm a reflect that, and I'm going to show you who the fuck you are. And I ain't got to say much. My actions speak louder than words. I'm me. Most times I take shit serious, and most times I fucking don't. I laugh at everything. I got a joke for everything in a motherfucking book. One thing I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you a joke, but I ain't going to tell you a lie. So I'm being me this motherfucking year. I'm a goofy ass hoe. I ain't no hoe, but I'm a goofy ass motherfucker. Trust and believe that. I'm goofy as shit. I'm a crack a joke. I'm a laugh. And understand too, I'm a mystery. I'm big Gemini. Like I said, I'm big Gemini, not the little one, baby. Just as when you think you know me, that's when I gotta switch shit up. Cause the fuck? What's for me is for me, and what's for you is for you. But what I'm not going to allow is people to come in my energy and think they finna take. Absolutely the fuck not. So, you know, I gotta be authentic. You feel me? And with being authentic, you gotta stand on business, you know? A lot of times, when I go on social media, I be seeing people engaging in drama for fucking likes and clickbait. And then you got people like these blogs and shit, and they all up in motherfucking businesses and shit, all up in people's energy and shit, the report on it. And I'm starting to think that a lot of people who conduct these blogs, they're miserable individuals. A lot of journalists are miserable individuals. There's a difference between bringing the truth to light and then just reporting on some shit to make yourself feel better and gaining clout and some motherfucking views and clicks. There's a difference. And so with me, knowing what industry, or not even what industry, but knowing what I'm doing and what I'm going into, I'm standing on business and I'm protecting my energy at all costs. It is very important to protect your energy. It's very important to stand on business. Don't backtrack. One thing about me, I ain't backtracking shit. So if I call your motherfucking ass an ugly ass bitch, if I'm talking shit about you, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. And I'm going to put a name to the motherfucking face. We ain't doing subliminals this year. Fuck all that shit. We ain't doing subliminals. Another thing we not doing either. I ain't making up shit. I ain't making up no motherfucking lies. And I'm not letting people make up lies about me. Okay? Period, point blank. One thing about it, I don't let people determine my truth. If you was a motherfucker that did some snake ass shit to me and then you wonder why I don't fuck with you no more, I'm standing on that. I'm standing on that. You don't get to dictate what the fuck you want me to tell. You don't get to dictate that. If you do some fucked up ass shit to me, if you motherfucking hurt me, if you motherfucking did wrong to me and you intentionally try to do wrong to me, if you plotting on me, if you jealous of me, if you got envy towards me, if you conducting harm on me and I'm still alive, I'm going to tell it. I'm exposing everybody that ever did me the fuck wrong, because you don't get the right. You could have did good by me in the first motherfucking place, because I don't come into people's lives fucking up people's lives. I've never been that type of person. If I hurt you or if I did some fucked up ass shit to you, I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to take accountability for that. And then I'm going to try my best to rectify the situation. But if I did some shit and a bridge is burnt, then I'm going to stand on it. Okay, I did some shit. You don't want to fuck with me. Okay, fine. Just like, I don't have a right to try to dictate your truth. You don't have a right to dictate mine. So we standing on business this year. We standing on business. That's what the fuck we on. We standing on motherfucking business this year. Especially when it comes to money. I'm about my money. I don't allow people to shortchange me. I'm accounting everything. I got receipts and invoices. Fuck you, pay me. That's what the type shit we on this year. I ain't no motherfucking slave. My ancestors would not be okay with me doing shit for free. That's not what the fuck we on. I remember before Anchor was a podcasting hosting site that allowed people to create podcasts. That was my distributor. That was my interface that, you know, I used to create this podcast. Anchor sold their company to Spotify. Now, here's the thing. I don't really fuck with Spotify like that because I don't fuck with their business practices. I don't fuck with the fact that artists cannot make money on your platform. I don't fuck with that. I stand on business. So now I have to work super duper hard to try to get an endorsement, to try to get advertisement on Spotify, as where when it was with Anchor, you didn't have to work so hard. You automatically got sponsors. You automatically got paid for your podcast. Now, if you do it with Spotify podcasters, you don't even get paid for your shit unless you have a certain amount of fucking following. What? And do you wonder why niggas is calling y'all out and niggas don't want to fuck with y'all? Yeah, I'm standing on business when it comes to Spotify. I'm always going to say what the fuck it is. Because I don't allow people to play with my time and my money. My time is money. My energy is money. Everything is converted. If I'm investing and I'm putting my all into something, I better reap the benefits of it. I'm standing on business when it comes to everything. When it comes to my time, when it comes to my emotions, when it comes to my mental, my physical, or my spiritual. I'm standing on business this year. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what anybody else feel. Play with your mama, don't play with me. Okay? I'm manifesting braces, y'all. I'm manifesting braces because, like I said, I have a beautiful smile, but I have a gap. I have a gap, and then I got, like, my teeth are kind of shifted out of place at the bottom, and I don't like it. When people see my teeth, they're like, oh, your teeth is not bad. Yeah, you got a gap, but your teeth is good. You got pretty teeth. No, the fuck I don't, bitch. Ain't nothing pretty about this fucking gap and a little bit of shapeshifters at the bottom. Ain't nothing pretty about this. This shit be making me insecure as fuck. So I'm manifesting braces this year, y'all. I tried Smile Direct, like, back in 2020. That was the biggest scam. I'm telling everybody right now, do not get aligners. Only get aligners after you have braces. Get them after you have braces and you want to get aligners from a very good, reputable company. I say go with Invisalign because Invisalign been here longer than all the other companies. And not only that too, but they have a very good reputation. I should have went with them. I only went with Smile Direct because it was the cheaper option of what I could afford at that time. But little did I know that it was the biggest scam because I invested thousands of dollars into some fucking aligners that ain't even keep that don't even have my teeth. My teeth still look the same as it did before I got them. Now they're out of business. Now they're bankrupt. Just busy playing with people's teeth and playing with people's time. And I wish I never, this is where taking accountability comes in. I have to take accountability for the fact that instead of going a correct way and a right way, I decided to go the short way and a cheaper way. And now look at where I'm at. So I'm going to go the correct way this year. I'm getting braces. My teeth is going to be straight. I'm going to have straight ass teeth. And then once I get my straight ass teeth, then I'm going to suck some bomb ass dick with these good ass teeth. Shit. So I'm manifesting braces. You hear me? We're going to get these teeth right. People are like, oh, well, why don't you get veneers? The fuck? No. I'm not getting veneers. People don't understand. You got to, the upkeep of your teeth, you want to do it right. People are like, oh, well, why don't you get caps? I'm not doing that. So my teeth can rot under the motherfucking caps. No, I need my teeth. I need my teeth to last for the rest of my motherfucking life. That means we're correcting cavities. We're correcting chips. We're going to make sure that my teeth got all the motherfucking calcium in the world. We're going to take care of these gums. I ain't got no gum disease. Thank God. But we're going to take care of these motherfucking gums. We're going to take care of my motherfucking mouth. My mouth is going to be good. We're going to make sure I ain't walking around with stank breath. Yeah. You know, we're going to be taking care of these teeth. So I'm manifesting braces. You heard me? I'm taking care of my mind, my body, and my soul. I'm taking care of myself this year. Like I said, I'm putting myself first in everything. Everything. I'm selfish as fuck. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I'm being selfish because I've poured into people so much. I've poured into people all of my fucking life. I came out of my mama pussy pouring into fucking people. At the age of 32 and beyond, I ain't doing that. I'm selfish as fuck. If I pour into you, that's because I choose to pour into you. I don't have to pour into people. I don't fucking have to. But I'm pouring into myself first. I'm taking care of my mind, my body, and my motherfucking soul. And because of that, I have love and abundance. Like I said, love is all around me. I'm loved. I'm loved by my ancestors. I'm loved by my spirit guides. God loves me. Jehovah God loves me. Jehovah God done looked out for me my entire life. There were situations where I was supposed to be dead 20 times over, but I'm not. I'm alive. I'm here. That's because I'm favored. God has my name on a cloud. That's what it is. And because of that, the glow up will be televised. Y'all gonna catch this motherfucking glow up. Y'all gonna see me glow up. Y'all gonna see me live my best. I'm a stunt on everybody and everything. I don't give a fuck. People saying, oh, you flexing too much. So what? My glow up is personal. My glow up is personal. 2024. It's personal to me. It's personal. Because there was people that came into my life that didn't want to see me grow. There was people that came into my life that tried to put me the fuck down. I invested time, patience, love, care. I invested my soul into people that did not give back to me, that did not reciprocate my energy. So best believe my glow up will be televised. I will broadcast my glow up. I don't care. Argue with your mother. Don't argue with me. Fix your jealousy and your insecurity issues. Don't try to take that up with me. My glow up will be televised. That's just what it is. It'll be televised. I'm popping my shit because I deserve it. I deserve to. Y'all go and see it. So just know that. My love and my abundance is here, baby. I got love all around me. I'm loved. I'm exuding love. And not only that too, but I have so much love in me because I'm a lover. Like I said, not only am I big Gemini, not only am I the alchemist, but I'm a lover. I'm a lover. I'm a lover at heart. I've always been that way. So with that being said, happy motherfucking New Year, everybody. It's 2024. Y'all know what the fuck going on. This your girl, Dream Nicole, a.k.a. the Alchemist, a.k.a. Big Gemini, a.k.a. the fucking lover. And this is Don't Kill the Messenger with Dream Nicole. I, period. Subscribe to my podcast. We everywhere. Spotify, Apple, Podbean, Radio Public, Google, we everywhere. So make sure y'all subscribe so y'all can catch this motherfucking glow up. So y'all can learn some motherfucking shit and whatever the fuck else. Listen, be nebby. I don't give a fuck. Y'all already know what the fuck going on. This your girl Dream Nicole and this is Don't Kill the Messenger.